afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I am Pat Francis.
And I'm Gary Lucan.
That is Matt Belknap.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hey, guys.
Oh, man. Last night I went to bed at 7:30.
What's this now?
Slept straight on through to 7:30 this morning.
Did you take NyQuil?
12 and 12. No, I was just, I don't know what it was.
I went to sleep Elvis style last night because I have a little bit of a head cold. NyQuil.
Nice.
Done.
That's the way he used to, that's the gateway. Pretty
yeah.
soon you're going to have Percocet and Nana sandwiches fried
yep.
up.
Yeah, I went to bed with NyQuil, woke up with a 5-hour energy drink.
Oh man, you're speedballing.
My heart is racing.
You're riding the liquid dragon.
I feel like Belushi on the set of Neighbors.
That's great. I think I was exhausted. I've been playing too much of this new phone game called Ski on Neon. Anybody try that?
No.
Holy crap, it's addictive. It's like NyQuil or something.
I am like a mental patient. I still can't stop playing Words with Friends.
I see. Yeah. I kind of got past that. I'm still in the throes of Scramble a little bit.
Yeah. But, I tried that the other day.
It's
I liked it, but not that much.
It's pretty frantic. It's
yeah.
pretty yeah, you got to be in the mood.
I'm moving my finger all around. I'm Zorroing it. I'm yeah. everywhere. I'm making a zzzing. Then it tells me good word.
Pat, I can't believe I'm going to bring this up because I thought this was a topic that had passed and we had moved past it, and I think people were tired of hearing of it. But
I'm sure they are.
It's about the new Van Halen album.
What?
I didn't realize something very important and very interesting about this album.
What?
And it's probably pretty basic, and I'm probably the last to know that they went back to revisit and refinish old songs.
Yeah.
And that's
what that's what the rumor is, and I think they did that on, I don't know if they did it on all 13 tracks.
Well, I think it's like half and half.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a rumor. It seems like there's a demo from.
Well, there are, but I mean, there's not like a demo for every one of the new tracks, is
right.
what I'm saying. And they're different. They called them different things and they, you know, but anyway, what were you going to say about
it? Oh, well, yeah, there was this famous thing from like 76 called the Gene Simmons sessions or something. I guess Gene
yeah.
Simmons from Kiss bankrolled it, and
yeah, that's true.
And they did this 10 song demo. Some of the songs ended up, you know, on their first album. Some of them didn't, and some of those songs that are on there ended up a couple in the same form, but some with different names on this new album.
Yeah,
I brought one in. Let's hear this one from the from Van Halen Zero or the Gene Simmons sessions.
I have this
is called Let's Get Rockin'.
Okay,
so we'll hear like we'll do a little. That's rocking, all right.
Sounds like a demo, too.
Yeah.
David Lee Roth sounds like he's 14 years old on that.
And then it turned up on A Different Kind of Truth as Outer Space.
Let's hear it. Oh, yeah.
Let's hear some of the vocals because it's
different.
He's straining to get there a little bit. He's like
he's straining to get there, but he's almost getting there.
What's fun about that? If it's really easy to track down on the internet that bootleg of the 76 demos.
Yeah, I have it's called Zero. The one I have is called Zero.
Yeah, so. Van Halen Zero. Yeah, he's doing every David Lee Roth trick. He's just like,
wow.
this is gonna be my only chance to make a thing. I gotta impress Gene Simmons.
Right.
Maybe Paul Stanley will hear. Did a Paul end up hearing those demos?
Let me tell you something. Gene Simmons brought over some songs from Van Halen, and I said, hey, who's that singer? He said, David Lee Roth. I said, I like him. Then Gene said, you know, I actually made him sign something so that I own the name Van Halen.
Is that what happened?
No, I'm making up because G loves money. He can never have enough lettuce in his purse.
I know he's into money, and you're all about what now?
Oh, I'm all about pussy.
The rumor is that Gene was trying to steal, was trying to get Eddie to join Kiss.
Oh, wow.
Like, you know, before Van Halen recorded an album, Gene was like, you know, Ace is drunk, so maybe we can get this young gunslinger, put some makeup on his face, make him a panda.
Yeah, I wonder. Yeah, that's what a big good one. The panda.
It's
oh,
black
man.
And white.
We got to draw that, yeah, for a thing. Yeah, because. Yeah.
Someone get a picture of Eddie Van Halen and put panda makeup
put
on,
panda
please.
Makeup on.
We would love you to do that.
Other matter of new business. Everybody was telling me that this show was good on cable, and I don't know why I've ignored it till now, but we finally got locked up in a marathon of this Showtime series called Shameless. Have you watched Shameless?
I've watched a little bit of it.
You don't love Shameless, Paul Stanley.
I know.
Oh, I can't even find it on my TV.
But
Shameless.
But William H. Macy. He's like this hard drinking guy,
right?
And,
father of
dysfunctional
five.
Family and everything. And Emmy Rossum is amazing. She's really good on there. But
she's always naked.
Always naked. But this is one of those things. Like, what the hell is that song? The theme song. I was like, what the hell is that song? That's a good song. I never heard that before. So I did a little research and I brought it in for you to hear.
Okay.
And it is called The Luck You Got by The High Strung, and it goes a little like this. So yeah, this is the opening credits, and like it's like a static shot of a toilet, and and everybody in the family is coming to use the toilet. It's delightful.
It's Shameless.
It's Shameless. It doesn't even care. But yeah, that's an awesome show. So that's check out Van Halen.
Yeah, no, when I said that I've only watched it a few times, it didn't mean I didn't like it. I did like what I saw. So.
There's too many good things.
There's a lot of good things.
Do you like that Downton Abbey?
I have not started watching that yet, but I imagine that's something that we're going to get involved in very shortly.
Yeah, Matt's all about that. I wonder if they have some cool rock on there, maybe.
I don't know, do they?
I don't know.
They play a lot of Queen, right?
A lot of Queen. I bet
you. Gary, you want to introduce our topic?
Yeah, this is going to be like a new quarterly feature on the show where every 13 weeks to go. So we're just going to dive in. We're just going to fuck it. Just play the best of the bit. These are some of our favorite albums of all time. If you don't have these albums, you could get them and you would say, that's a good album. I never heard that before. I'm glad I got it. We're calling it the CD Rack of the Gods.
Okay.
Because these are great albums. Now you used a very strict criteria. This
I did. If there was even like, there was a couple albums, I'm like, oh, this one. And then I went through and I'm like, ugh, there was like one song I didn't like. That's not best of the best then.
Wow.
I have to like every song. And again, that's my opinion.
Oh my goodness. I just went with like, oh yeah, this is something that I wore out. Like I would just, you know, it would auto reverse all day in the cassette player, you know, beep, 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 and then just start over again. That's the Capitol cassette.
Oh, I thought you were playing a mini disc.
Oh, I see. But so I just listened to them over and over again to where if there's a song that's not as good, it just became part of the overall tapestry.
Right.
So I'm not saying these are flawless, but I'm just saying like, oh man, those are things that I think of as a piece. And I think anybody who likes this show would like these records. So.
Okay. I'm going to let you kick it off.
Okay, I'm going to start it off with one. This is probably the most recent example of a time that an album just really grabbed me. Because let's face it, we just listen to songs. And in today's fast-paced world, who's got time for a whole album? But this is one that this is an album that I listened to a lot in 2009. And maybe LA's greatest band taking the baton from X. They are Silver Sun Pickups, and this is called Panic Switch from the album Swoon.
Yeah.
I swear this will be my longest clip. Just hear the
that's
little,
okay.
A little bit of the chorus here, but it does go on a bit. I was at this pool party a few summers back, and I met some guy who was, he told me he was in music licensing.
Right.
And I'm like, let me make your job a lot easier, buddy. There's this new record, Swoon by Silver Sun Pickups. It's going to be on every movie trailer, every action movie this summer, so you're going to want to go ahead and lock that up. And it turns out it was Gary Calamar from KCRW. He's familiar with Silver Sun Pickups. So I love that. I love that when I blow hard with a vengeance. People. Yeah,
so. Maybe they'll use that music for that movie.
You never know. You never know. They really should.
All right, Gary. That was 2009?
Yes.
Buddy, I got to dial it way back. Okay. I got to get in the time machine, and we're going to take it all the way back to 1973.
All right.
Now, this is actually this artist's second album, but a lot of people think it's his first album. The artist is Billy Joel,
oh.
And this is Piano Man. But he did have an album before this called Cold Spring Harbor that was like on an independent label and didn't get a lot of distribution. So for the most part, Piano Man, I guess.
By the way, that's where my mom grew up, Cold Spring Harbor.
Cold Spring Harbor?
Yeah. Just for the super fans out there. I think they want to know that.
All right. Nice place?
It is. Very nice.
Very nice. Very nice. So when Billy Joel tries to tell you that he's downtrodden, he grew up in a very nice digs.
No, it's upper middle class.
Yeah. There you go. He guy took piano lessons. Of course he's upper middle
class.
The
mean streets of Cold Spring Harbor.
That's right. what I did for this is I could easily take the songs that you know, Piano Man and Captain Jack and You're My Home and all those songs, but I want to play the songs that I don't think you know to prove my point. So we're going to have three clips in a row here from Piano Man. The first one's called Ain't No Crime.
And then your lady comes and finds you sleeping, starts into weeping by the hours.
Thought this was going to be the theme from Maude for a second.
A little bit, kind of. Now we're going to go to the ballad, You're My Home, which I think was just one I said I wasn't going to play, but I'm playing it.
It is beautiful.
And you see the crazy gypsy in my soul.
Gypsy from Cold Spring Harbor.
It always comes as a surprise.
Maybe he's talking about my grandmother.
What?
Roots begin to grow. Well, I never had a place that I could call my very own. But that's all right, my love, because you're my home.
And then we'll close it out with Worst Comes to Worst.
Today I'm living like a rich man's son. Tomorrow morning I could be a bum. It doesn't matter which direction, though. I know a woman in New Mexico.
That rhymes.
I'll get along.
I like that little whack-a-wow that's going on.
I don't know how.
He's bringing the funk.
Yes, he is. All right, close it out. Oh, if he doesn't have a car or hit, she's got a thumb and she's a son of a bitch.
Ooh.
Yeah, swearing. So that's I Love Piano Man album. I think it's great top to bottom. I went through it and made sure that, in my humble opinion, that I thought every song was good, including those three. And
Pat Francis tested. Pat Francis approved.
Yeah, I approve of Billy Joel Piano Man.
That's, I got no beef with Billy Joel. He's written a million hits and he seems miserable, and I love that.
Oh, he's so angry.
No, he just seems like he can't be happy.
Nope.
He can't no matter what. And I just, nope. I could really identify with
cranky
that.
Old dude.
Yeah.
The opposite of a Springsteen who just seems like he's happy-go-lucky, even though he's singing about the downtrodden people of the country.
This is, I'm going to go back to 1994, and this is an album that just like, this is one of those groups that's like, they had so much hype and so to the point where I ignored their first album, but I picked up this second one, and just from the first note I was in, it was just, it's so like, I talk a lot about sonic environments where they just like, they like created this world that never existed before out of familiar parts, but it was just like, wow. So, you would talk about the great albums that are like your Siamese Dreams and your Neverminds. Those are all well and good, but to me, it is all about Pavement, Crooked Rain, Crooked Rain. And let's hear some Cut Your Hair.
Darling, don't you go and cut your hair. Do you think it's gonna make him change?
I'm just a boy with a new haircut, and that's a pretty nice haircut. Charger like a puzzle, Pittman wearing muzzles. Hesitate to die, look around, around. The second drummer drowned, his telephone is found.
I took the opposite approach of you. I said, what's the most popular song in this album?
That's a way to do it.
That's a way to do it. So that's good. We did it differently. So that's when I think you would hear that, and you could hear this album. You could groove on this. You told me you're going on a road trip a couple weeks with your lady. You could pop in Crooked Rain, and you could hear that the whole way, and you'd say, I'm into this.
All right, man. Cool.
All right.
All right. I'm going to get a lot of – I just know I'm going to get flack for this next one. Okay. I just know I am. But this is – but I stand by it strongly. This is from 1976. This is a band from Southern California, and they are filled with cranky dudes. You were talking about Billy Joel. Maybe all my guys are angry, cranky dudes. They're not the Eagles, because they're not. Glenn Frey says they're just Eagles.
Okay.
So this is Eagles, and this is an album, Hotel California. I could easily play Hotel California, mm-hmm. New Kid in Town, or Life in the Fast Lane, but I'm going to play three other tunes. This first one is Wasted Time, a great breakup song, Don Henley on vocal.
Get on with your search, baby, and I can get on with mine.
I think Matt just threw up.
Maybe someday we will find.
Tell us the song title.
That it wasn't really wasted time.
Okay, let's jump into Victim of Love, also Don Henley on vocal. It's the first album to feature Joe Walsh on guitar.
Oh, I guess so, huh?
Say he's alive, and he put out your fire. How come you still got his gun in your hand? Victim of love, I see you.
And now we're going to go to Try and Love Again. This is sung by bass player Randy Meisner. This was his last album with the Eagles. This is that laid-back Southern California rock that we hear about. Maybe Jackson Browne will come over for a barbecue later. All right, that's cool. So I stand behind. It was one of the first albums I ever bought as a kid. I think I owned Eagles' Greatest Hits, Rumors by Fleetwood Mac, and then Hotel California. I think those were my first three albums. And Matt's getting up to get himself a little snack of a bag of peanuts, a little protein. And so yeah, I think that's the best Eagles album.
I actually learned acting studying the Randy Meisner technique.
I think you're thinking of someone else.
No, it wasn't Sanford Meisner. It was the Randy Meisner technique. Because what you do is at first you take it easy, and then you take it to the limit.
Well, that would work then. In some scenes, yeah, that would work.
Exactly.
I think that's exactly the way Al Pacino acts.
Exactly.
And also, if you you don't know what to do with your hands, just pretend you're playing bass.
That's right.
It's a major problem for actors.
The Eagles are like the New York Yankees. They like have every good person, and then like, oh, you know what? Let's sign Joe Walsh too to right. play first base, and then we'll make the playoffs.
And then we'll steal Timothy B. Schmidt from that band and get this
Poco. Yeah.
Yep. But I think Randy Meisner was in Poco, and then
that's how it goes.
And no, but then Timothy Schmidt replaced him in Poco.
Oh.
And then he replaced him in the Eagles too. I'm pretty sure that's how it is.
Poco is the Kansas City Royals to the Eagles, Yankees.
Poco Eagles light, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Gary, it's your turn up to bat.
Gonna go to 2005. This was like a time when I thought like, maybe I'm done with music, because you know
Maybe I'm done with music.
Maybe I'm done with it. You know, because it's a young man's game. Maybe it's over. But this was like. This was an album that just like possessed my soul, and it was like, you know, in like such a way where it's like, you know, kind of being young like again, where you hear music and then you're just like, you know, you got to hear everything. I was driving out to Pomona for a concert. I signed up for their message boards. You know, I was on the boards there. I achieved the rank of admiral on the message board. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm old. What am I doing? These are teenagers. But it's a group from my spiritual hometown, Portland, Oregon, and it's I think it's their second album too. It's called Picaresque, and we're produced by Chris Walla from Death Cab for Cutie, and so many great songs on here, just densely, richly packed, just like each one like an amazing short story. This is one about a moment where it was like the worst moment of this kid's life. He fell on a soccer field, and his life went to shit after that. And so it just kind of, you know, explores that, you know, exact moment for about 4 minutes, and a lot of good banjo on here, a lot of good lust for life drumming on here. It's called The Sporting Life. It's The Decemberist. I don't know if I said that, and it's on Rock Solid. That's the message. Don't fall, man.
Now that sounds like Lust for Life.
Well, the drums, but you know, I think that's in the public domain, that beat, you know. I think you can just kind of have that. You just kind of have that beat.
But like they just replaced Lust with
Ask
Sporting.
Jet.
Yeah. Now, Gary, that band, the Decemberists, those aren't a bunch of young dudes though in that band, right?
No, they're, you know, 30s and 40s, and okay.
They're in the December of their lives.
December of the years. But they have a deluxe creamy like double live album coming out next month that would be a good introduction.
And are you friends with some of these guys in the band now?
I know the drummer, like I knew him like, you know, before when I lived in Portland. I didn't even know he was in the band. Then okay. Like I went to the show. I'm like, oh, it's John Bowen from who was also in the Jicks for a while and some other great bands. But yeah, they're just they're great. And that's that album, boy, the Mariner's Revenge song, the great date rapey song, We Both Go Down Together. It's like kind of like from like the Civil War times, but it's like, you know, but it's just
someone from the North raped someone from the date rape someone from the South.
I think
that's about.
I think kind of something like that. It was more of like an inner class thing.
Oh boy.
Yeah, but it's there's a lot of strings on it, so it's like, ooh.
Cool.
Yeah, so it's less. It's like Downton Abbey. What do you got?
I'm bringing us. Now I was in 1973. Then I jumped 3 years to 76. I'm jumping three more years.
All right.
79. This. I don't see anyone can disagree with me on this album. I welcome people to fight me on this.
You're spoiling for a fight on this.
This album. This is one of the few albums when I listen to this, it still makes me feel the way I felt when I was in ninth or tenth grade. like just the things that go on in your life. This guy seemed to know what was up with me.
Yeah.
This is Tom Petty.
Sure.
And I got three songs from Damn the Torpedoes. I could easily play Don't Do Me Like That and Refugee. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to play songs 2, 3, and 4. They come right in a row and get to the heart of what Pat was dealing with. This is the first one. This is Here Comes My Girl.
You know, sometimes I don't know why, but this old town just seems so hopeless.
This fucking town I live in.
I ain't really sure, but it seems I remember the good times with just a little bit more in focus.
I'm dating this girl.
But when she puts her arms around me,
I think it was Mimi Wirtz.
Sounds lovely.
I love it. You can tell the whole wide world to shove it. Okay, let's jump to
another angry guy.
Even I know another even. This is Even the Losers.
Related to this?
Yeah. Because I was a winner. Oh. Let's go to A Shadow of a Doubt. That's a killer album. Even when I was a kid and I saw that Petty on the cover, I'm like, who's this guy looking like Nick Gilder? Who's this skinny blonde guy with just the guitar and on the cover letting the band's picture be on the back? Fuck you. I'm Tom Petty and you're the Heartbreakers on the back cover.
Yeah, get back on the back cover, you Heartbreakers.
Yeah. I mean, I'll take that album over Born to Run or Darkness on the Edge of Town any day of the week. It's got like a punky thing going. I love it.
It's actually, yeah, I mean, it's love got that album. Americana thing, but it's, yeah, he was kind of lumped in with the new wave a little bit.
He was a little bit.
Yeah, it's amazing. I actually wrote a screenplay called The Complex Kid, kind of based on that song. A little bit.
Look at that.
I just stole the name. But
so this album's Gary approved.
Gary tested, Gary approved. Did you ever think like, damn, one of these days I'm going to go to Century City?
One time I actually thought, damn, the Torpedoes.
You did. Yeah.
We're going to live in Century City, like modern men, modern girls. We're going to live in a modern world. Fucking Century City, man.
Going to give me a Jamba Juice over at that mall.
I'm telling
Century
you.
Century City.
Yeah, I was thinking about writing a song.
What the?
Fix your screenplay up and get your satchel pretty. Meet me tonight in Century City.
That was Bruce Springsteen's doppelganger just came in.
This is a star-studded episode.
Yes. Your turn, Gary.
Okay. Oh, man. How I would be remiss if I did not put this one on there. This is a third album, but it was a very transitional album for a fellow named David Bowie. Born David Jones, starts off with kind of the mission statement song Changes, you know, because he was going through some changes. Before this, he was just kind of, he was a twee folky, and we knew like Space Oddity and Man Who Sold the World, but this is like where he just, you know, he had a kid, there's a great song there about his kid called Kooks, and he's starting to glam it up a little bit, starting to like hobnob, you know, get on the scene a little more. There's some songs about that, but this is... this song is kind of the gateway to the Ziggy Stardust era. The album is called Hunky Dory, and it's David Bowie, and we're going to hear Queen Bitch on Rock Solid.
Oh yeah, I'm up on the 11th floor and I'm watching the cruisers below. It's down on the street and it's trying hard to force us to flow. Oh, my heart's in the basement, my weekend's at an all-time low. Cause she's hoping to stall, so I can't see her letting him go. Walk out of her heart, walk out of her mind. I love her, she's so swishy in her satin tan. In her rock gold and liberty bobby hat. Oh God, I could do better than that.
So there you got it. You got your Andy Warhol's song. That's one of my favorite Bowie lyrics. He has a song on there about Andy Warhol, and it's, it goes, Andy walking, Andy tired, Andy take a little snooze. So,
what year did that album come out?
That came out in April of 1971.
Come on, Gary. No, December of 1971. Down with these classic songs you're playing.
Sorry about that, guy. Let's bring it up to date a little bit.
I'm going to have to bring us up to 1981.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
This is a Kinks album. Mm-hmm. And the Kinks, to me, have like three periods. They have like the 60s where they're, you know, poppy, but...
Kind of the British invasion,
but the lyrically, I think they're amazing. Mm-hmm. Then in the '70s, they got into like a lot of concept albums and with soap opera and Arthur and all this stuff. And then in the '80s, they became an arena rock band. Mm-hmm. So they just changed it up totally. And this is the album.
So we're gonna hear something from the British Invasion period, right?
No. We're gonna listen. Oh. No, I love all the periods. This was really hard for me to pick one, but I do love Give the People What They Want, and I like it because finally Ray Davies said, fuck it. Okay. If we're going to make money, no one wants to hear what I've been doing. I'm going to give the people what they want.
Give the people what they want.
And this is the title track, Give the People What They Want.
Well, it's set for the world to stay. A different performance with every age. So open up the history of any old play. Bring on the lines and open the gate. Give the people what they want. You got to give the
So there's also a lyric in that. It says, when Oswald shot Kennedy, he was insane, but still we watched the rerun again and again, which is true. You go, yeah, look at that. And then there's a lyric where he goes, Mom, there goes a piece of the president's brain.
Oh, my goodness.
Give the people what they... Now, this is a little bit of abuse, and this is about spousal abuse.
The bruises show, but it must be special, otherwise you just get up and...
So there's a lot of dark themes on this album. There's a song called Art Lover about a guy.
About pedophilia, right?
He's watching kids in a park. But he said, he goes, I'm not a flasher in a raincoat. I'm just, what's he say? I'm not a flasher.
I'm not here to
snatch you from your mother. I'm an art lover. He's just watching, but it's creepy. But then in the end, the album ends with, on a positive note, with Better Things.
Yes.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Is wishing you the bluest sky and hoping something better comes tomorrow. Hoping all the verses rhyme and the very best of choruses too. Follow all the doubt and sadness. I know the better things are on the way. I know you got all the good things happening out the head. Here's to what the future
Yeah, like when I was, you know, in 81, when I was in 11th grade, how old was I? I don't know, 17, whatever. You know, I didn't really pick up on all the, you know, oh, these songs, he's really talking about some stuff, some dark themes in this record.
And that's him selling out. That's him, like, yeah, like, we're going to give the people what they want.
This is what people want. People want, yeah. People want trash, too. They want to hear about.
Yeah.
And they still do, with TMZ and all this. The news.
Here we go again.
Here we go. My soapbox.
And so, this, you didn't, like those are three great songs. You didn't even play Destroyers on here, right?
No.
And Around the Dial.
Around the Dial.
I love Around the Dial.
Yeah, there's great songs on there.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, these
predictable.
Predictable. I forgot about that.
Yo-Yo. It's great songs. Like I love that album top to bottom.
Boy, you know, Pat, you've made me do some thinking about give the people what they want. Yeah.
So even when Ray Davies sells out, it's still great.
Because I think I mentioned that before. Like, I kind of lump it in with State of Confusion, like all those albums they have about running away from and graffiti.
And Come Dancing and all that stuff. Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's like before that, but...
this is the first one.
Yeah, so you can love both. Because, you know, I'm like, I have a lot of allegiance to like Arthur and Something Else and Village Green.
But absolutely.
You can love them all.
You can love them all. And, you know, a band like that changed so much, you know, and people don't know it, so...
Damn, that guy's talented. Got shot in the leg, did he?
Shot in the leg, got mugged, and chased the mugger down.
Can't stop it.
Admittedly stupid, he says.
How many do you have left?
Because I have two more. What do you got?
Okay, I have three, but because you have a playout song too, huh? Maybe
I do.
Okay,
and I can get rid of one of mine.
But maybe no. Okay,
you want to each do one more?
I'm gonna get rid of one of mine.
Okay, are we each gonna do one more and then get out of here?
I'm gonna skip over. You can do your two. I'll do my one.
Okay.
No, I'll do two. You do two. I'll do two.
Okay.
Something I think. Skipping Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. Just go and get the movie. I'm Trying to Break Your Heart, the Wilco. That's it's a great Wilco album.
Okay, cool.
You know, enough said. But this is one that I think, like, I was thinking that I was, oh, you know, I want everything on here. Like, I want Pat to be able to, like, listen to any of these and say, like, yes, I agree. But this one's, like, a little less accessible. It's a little bit more of, like, an acquired taste, but it's just brilliant from top to bottom. And it's a concept album kind of about Anne Frank a little bit. Among other things,
dark.
Talking about dark subjects. The group is Neutral Milk Hotel, and the album is called In the Aeroplane Over the Sea. And we're going to hear Holland 1945. This gets loud.
2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
She got reincarnated, a little boy in Spain. Yeah, just
that's fuzzy.
It's very fuzzy, very overblown. But then, yeah, there's a lot of great sounds, a lot of great themes, a lot of great melodies. This that came out in I think 96, and then Jeff Mangum, the genius behind Neutral Milk Hotel, he dropped out of public life. He done disappeared.
That's it.
He was gone, and then until this last year, he showed up at some of the Occupy protests. And did a little busking, and so everyone's excited, like, oh, he walks among us. He's going to maybe, you know, put out a little something else. So that's what we're hoping for.
That was fun.
There you go. That's In the Aeroplane Over the Sea.
It's fun.
Neutral Milk Hotel. Glad you liked it.
Fuzzy.
Fuzzy. What do you got?
I'm going to go to 1970. This album won Album of the Year. It's Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh.
I could easily play the title track, Bridge Over Troubled Water. I could easily play The Boxer.
Why would you?
I could easily play El Condor Pasa if I could.
Again?
Yeah. But I'm going to jump in with some, I like the percussion on this song. Her name's Cecilia.
Oh, yeah. Making love in the afternoon to Cecilia, dropping my bedroom.
Garfunkel. And then let's jump into Keep the Customer Satisfied. Everywhere I go, this is when they're getting their Everly Brothers on with this one. I hear words I never heard in the Bible, and I Now we're going to go to the only living boy in New York. You know what I just realized?
What's that?
Paul Simon. Angry guy. Another cranky dude.
Yeah. Well, I wonder why that is.
I don't know.
Yeah. I like the cover of that because it looks like Garfunkel's hair is like a halo.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
That's very good.
Yeah, that's a good cover.
God, that percussion on Cecilia's bananas.
Yeah, and that was a very controversial song even in 1970 to say Making Love in the Afternoon. That was like...
Yeah.
That wasn't something you heard a lot.
That's nighttime business.
That's right.
Nighttime business. And then she's like, next.
Bring in the fuzzy head.
Bring in fuzzy head. Your hair's like Neutral Milk Hotel. This is fuzzy. You know, there's also a song in there called Baby Driver.
Yeah, good song.
You think that was inspired Kiss to have their...
I don't know.
I know it inspired Toonses.
Driving cat.
Yeah.
Driving cat.
How's that guy keep his license, that cat?
I don't know. I know.
I would much rather drive with Garfield. At least then you know you're going to get some lasagna. Gary, your turn.
My last one is going to be from, I think it's 95, I think. I'm so bad with dates.
I think it's 94. 94. I remember when this album came out. Yeah.
I remember when I didn't know it was coming out, and I saw that tower, and it was on sale for $7.99. I'm like, how is that possible? This must be a mistake, but it's so good. Talk about a sonic environment, and it just like sounds you've never heard before. Cannonball is the big hit on there. That's right. I'm talking about Menudo. No.
Yeah.
It's, which is just like so fresh and yet so like, wow, I've never heard anything like that before. But let's hear a little Divine Hammer. This is The Breeders on Rock Solid from Last Splash. That's the name of the album.
Love that.
Yeah.
That's what I call my penis, the divine hand. Wow. Yeah, that's what it is. No.
It was August. Cecilia calls it, too.
August 93, sorry.
August, okay, man, yeah. Even earlier than that.
I was thinking early 94, but yeah.
So that album loomed large in your life, man? Did you?
I was just getting goosebumps listening to it because I remember, you know, I was listening to that when I met my wife. And,
what?
And when, yeah, it's crazy. It just totally brought me right back to that time.
Oh, man.
It's crazy.
Wow, are you going to cry?
I'm just getting a little emotional.
He's having a moment. Let him have
I might go back to 1979 and feel some angst with Tom Petty again if we're going to do this.
How about music for as a means of time travel? There's nothing like it.
Yeah.
Maybe smells.
Maybe.
Here, smell this. Let me tell me where it takes you.
That takes me right back to but, forget it.
But
didn't have anything, so I just said, forget it. Good improv. I'm a but I'm not yes and, I'm but no.
he's and
this next album is the best rock and roll album of all time. This is the best album of all time.
That's a bold statement.
Whenever people say, if you had to pick one album,
yes,
what is the best album of all time? This is the best album of all time from 1971. The Who's Next? I could play Baba O'Reilly. I could play Behind Blue Eyes. I could play Won't Get Fooled Again, but I'm not. I'm going to play Bargain.
Wow.
Listen to the drums.
To find you, I'm suffering anything, I'm pretty glad. I'll pay any price just to get you. I work all my life and I will. To win you, I stand naked stone.
Toyota-thon.
Now, it's not their fault that car companies grab it. And then this is Getting in Tune.
I'm singing this note because it fits in well with the chords I'm playing.
Oh, Roger's voice was beautiful in 71.
I can't pretend there's any meaning hidden in the things I'm saying, but I'm in tune, right in tune. I'm in tune, and I'm gonna tune.
What's that called?
Getting in Tune.
Okay, keep that in mind. Anyway, never mind. Come on.
And then this is one sung by Pete Townsend. This is Going Mobile. This might be the moment to listen for the drums, not bargain. Oh, yeah, this is it.
Going mobile, keep me moving.
That's cool. The drums are crazy on that. That's the song I was thinking of. There's some fills in there that are where they're coming from.
Yeah,
he's got a drumstick on his dick, I think.
Keith Moon is bananas, and the cover's great. They just peed on a monolith of some type.
Right. Yes.
It looks like
who's next?
But that's one of the, you know, is one concept I've never been comfortable with is that of the rock opera. But this actually started at, it was supposed to be one of
it
those
was supposed to be called Lifehouse, and
rock
then
opera.
No one understood what Pete was talking about or what the story was. So he just trashed it all, and they just took the 9 good songs and recorded them, and it's great. It's got a John Entwistle song called My Wife, Love Ain't for Keeping, Won't Get Fooled Again, Bob O'Reilly, Behind Blue Eyes, all that stuff. It's great. The song is over. It's great. 9 songs, top to bottom.
One time me and a friend called that like a, it was like a Christian, you know, they have those like TV, like those Christian broadcast network,
right.
And they were having a thing, and, you know, we just called up saying like, yeah, we're really depressed with our life. I'm really depressed, but I wrote a song about it, and here it is. And we played them Behind Blue Eyes, and like, wow, that's really good. We're taking credit for it. Maybe I had to be there. But this is a perfect example of like, maybe like you're a person who just listens to songs or something, and you know all these songs,
right?
But there's just something about like interfacing with it in such a way, like, you know, put on this album, listen to them in order, you know, like, yeah, like maybe pick this up at a garage sale, maybe you get a new Ion turntable and you want to test it out. This is like a good one. Listen to it, like, you know, as an album experience. It's like a fun way to discover music, and you think like, wow, I thought I knew that, but I really don't know that, like, if you haven't listened to it all the way. So
that's true. I only knew that from I only know Bargain from that car commercial,
right, and
it's a great song,
and the other songs from CSI,
right?
So yeah.
But yeah, when you listen to these songs are good, and it's, you know, it's Pete Townsend, you know, licensed them to other things, and I guess he has the right to do that, but what are you gonna do?
Toyota
good
Bob.
Show.
This is a great show.
I like the best of the best. Or what did you call it? You called it something better than that.
CD Rack of the Gods.
That's what we're going to call it. CD Rack of the Gods.
But please do go on Facebook and tell us about some of your favorite albums. Like us on there. Follow us on Twitter. And please write a review on iTunes if you think of
yes.
it. And thanks to everybody who's done that and everybody who's following. It's great. This is I think we're building something here.
Cool.
Yeah.
And I'm going to play you with something so heavy and so crazy from the new Van Halen album.
Oh, no.
It's called, and this is all one word, Honey Baby Sweetie Doll. Wait till you hear this, Gary.
Okay.
Wait till you hear it.
I'm ready.
Honey Baby Sweetie Doll, you're the one that I want, or I don't want one at all. Honey Baby, my heart's aflame, I'm all... Honey, baby, sweetie girl, when you count the ways, you rock my world. Stone Cold sister, soccer mom, charge your nigga, cherry bomb.
Baby lover, angel faces, sound dumb, straight up faces.